And good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And coming up this weekend, the first Louisiana Film Prize begins. The festival opens Friday, October 5th, with a street party that will culminate in the opening of 20 films for your viewing pleasure. And here to talk with me about this new festival, the films, and the grand prize is Gregory Kallenberg, the festival's executive director. And Greg, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So my question is, how did you come up with this festival idea? Where did that generate from?
Well, you know, the festival idea was born out of me being a filmmaker and going to film festivals. And it really grew out of my disdain for everything that was a film festival. And what I wanted to do was make a film festival that really involved the audience and really sort of gave the due respect to the filmmakers and their work.
You're talking about like the inside community that ends up judging most of these film festivals.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's that. And it's also when you go to a film festival, the filmmaker works very hard and gets very little return on that. You know, a film festival is tough because all these films are playing against each other. Right. You don't really have to see, it's really hard to see all the films. I wanted to create an event where the filmmakers were celebrated as much as possible. And also the audience gets a say in the grand prize.
So that's sort of a unique aspect of this, is that if you're an audience member and you go to these films, you get to participate in who's going to be the winner.
Well, absolutely. The Louisiana Film Prize is doing something I don't think that's ever been done in the film world before. What we're doing is we're letting the audience have a say in this $50,000 prize. 50% of the judging will be done by a national panel of judges that are coming from Los Angeles, New York, all over the country, coming here to judge these films. And then the other 50% is pure public opinion. It's audience vote. And it sort of creates this unique culture and of energy in the sense that the filmmakers have every incentive to be out there on the street really kind of stumping for your vote. So you're going to see some crazy cool stuff this weekend.
And so it's also interesting, that popularity aspect versus that critical acclaim aspect don't always merge.
No, and they don't. And that was another thing we really designed into the Louisiana Film Prize, is that in order to vote at the festival, you have to see all 20 films. They're 20 shorts, but you got to see all of them before you can vote. So that means you will give, or you are really encouraged to give consideration to each and every film that's out there.
And your grand prize is $50,000?
We are the largest cash prize for a short film given in the world today, right here in Shreveport, Louisiana. And yes, it is $50,000.
Now, what are some of the rules for those aspiring filmmakers out there that might want to consider this for next year?
Well, definitely rev up for next year, because it looks like we're going to be heading into 2013 and doing it with grand aplomb. But it's basically a 5 to 15 minute short film. And the one caveat is that you have to shoot your production in the Shreveport-Bossier area. And, you know, there was a reason for that. We really wanted to show people from around the nation what Shreveport and Bossier were all about. I mean, I am of the belief, being a filmmaker, that Shreveport and Bossier are some of the nicest people on the planet. They're the most supportive people on the planet, and they're also some of the most talented people on the planet. So, to me, I think that the Louisiana Film Prize and the Louisiana Film Prize Festival are all about putting Shreveport and Bossier on a pedestal. So it's all narrative film this year. Okay. We have had a lot of requests for animated. We've had a lot of requests for documentary. Okay. But again, we want to make it a level playing field from people from all over, you know, the country. So it, really, to keep it narrative makes it so that somebody can write their script at home. They can come into the Shreveport-Bossier area, shoot it in a weekend, go home, do their editing, come back, and hopefully win a big bundle of money.
Where do people go to find ticket information and learn about the various films?
Well, the Louisiana Film Prize Festival runs this weekend from Friday through Sunday. Tickets are still available. You can just come down to the Festival Plaza, which is Texas Street right in front of Art Space and Tipitina's. Tickets right now are $20. You can also get them online at lafilmprize.com. And I hope everybody shows up. This is going to be an amazing weekend.
And where are the screenings going to be?
The screenings will be, again, you know, after the street party, which, again, if I can mention, we're bringing up Big Sam and his Funky Nation from New Orleans to kick things off. That's a free show. Then the films start to roll. The films will roll at Art Space, Robinson Film Center, and we're going to turn the Capri Theater back into a theater.
It's going to be
an amazing time. And again, the films are on a loop all weekend long, so you can just come down, buy a pass, relax, have a drink with the filmmakers, hang out, have fun. Another thing, if I could mention, is that all the filmmakers are also having parties to celebrate their films. So go to lafilmprize.com, check out the party schedule, come down and just hang out and have a great time.
That's the Louisiana Film Prize 2012, and it begins this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Robinson Film Center. 20 films will be screened on multiple screens throughout the weekend. The Robinson Film Center, again, the Capri Theater, and Art Space are the venues. You can be a part of the audience and also be a part of the judging. For more information, go to lafilmprize.com or you can call 318-218-6437. Greg, thanks for stopping by this morning.
This has been amazing. Thanks so much.
This has been a 1001 Spotlight for Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckman.